on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Permit Pushers, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Caltex, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, good morning and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. Wingman Mike, I guess we should say Happy May.
We're already there, first week.
When you were a kid, did you take flowers and put them on people's steps and ring the doorbell and run away?
No, we did other mischievous things on doorsteps, but not flowers.
For May Day?
No, just to be mischievous.
Okay, so other 12 months out of the year.
Correct.
Wow, you are incorrigible, buddy. I took flowers and put them on steps and rang the doorbell.
Well, that's because you grew up in a nice neighborhood.
You're so funny. Okay, so listeners and my wingman Mike, we just came off of our 45th annual home show.
We did.
And?
And it was good.
Are you exhausted?
Not too bad. I only put in last night, Sunday night. I figured on Sunday I put in about 21,000 steps, so...
How does that equate to miles?
At about 3, I figured it was probably about 5 miles.
That's like a slacker.
Yeah, it is a slacker.
What's with that?
Well, what'd you end up with?
Well, I'm just doing my total right here. So, it was a total of starting with Thursday, Friday, 16, Saturday, 25, and 10, 35 miles.
35 miles, wow.
Total since Thursday. Okay. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, and I was there Thursday and a little bit Friday, slacked off Saturday, and then Sunday, so.
So do not tell our listeners that your calves hurt.
Actually, I'm mistaken because I just was doing some mental gymnastics here. So 20,000 times 3 is 60,000 divided by 5, roughly about 12 miles.
Oh, so.
On Sunday.
Every time I saw you, you were sitting down eating.
Oh, that is not true. You know that's not true.
Anyway, we had a great home show. Did you not think it was wonderful?
I did. Luckily, we were blessed with good weather, except we had a little bit of a wind, but certainly
no
compared
rain,
to
no
other
snow.
Times.
No rain, no snow. We had around almost 10,000 visitors for the 3 days.
Terrific.
So I think that's pretty cool. Everybody was very nice. They love the golf cart shuttle.
Yes. In fact, I got an email from one of my former customers thanking me for the show providing the shuttle service out to the parking
lot. We did 3 carts every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That was a good idea. Good idea. Our traffic would have been a little bit better had it not been for the Whiskey Row off-road. And I'm not certainly condemning that. It's just that they're drawing a pretty good crowd these days.
Well, there were a lot of events going on. So I'm very happy with our 10,000 visitors. The vendors were very happy. And now we can start planning for next year.
I thought maybe you'd take a month off.
Heck no, man. Let's get on it right now.
Okay, works for me.
We have a super show this morning. We're going to talk big construction stuff.
There we go.
I mean, big construction stuff.
And some big names.
And some big men. So take us to break, and when we come back, we will introduce the world to these two fabulous human beings.
Super. Can't wait. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and if you're lucky enough to be in Cottonwood or PV, it's 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever so valuable sponsors. Fill up that second cup of coffee and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, good morning and welcome back to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and...
Moi?
No. You are so not awake. I really don't think you walked 12 miles.
I think maybe I'm still exhausted.
I think you are. Why are we on air? Who's supporting us and helping us?
All of our wonderful sponsors.
Yahoo! Way to go. And our fantastic sponsors are YCCA members. And, you know, thanks to KQ&A for allowing us to transmit over the airwaves.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our super cool guys with us this morning, co-partners, co-owners, Mr. Jason Steele and Mr. Scott Freitag, owners of JSO Contracting. You guys, I'm so excited to have you on Hammer Time.
Welcome aboard.
Well, good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're going to talk about moving dirt. How much fun is it, Scott?
You know what? I enjoy moving dirt. I prefer moving it with a larger equipment, but sometimes it's a shovel and you just go with it.
You just grind.
Right.
So, Jason, you were the primary sole owner of JSO Contracting, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And I know that the entire world knows former CAFMA Fire Chief Scott Freitag. And you have, and I find this so super cool, you have reinvented yourself after leaving CAFMA, probably feeling somewhat low and discouraged at that point in time in your life. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, leaving there was not my choice.
Right.
It's what happened. And, you know, when I took a step back and considered my options, you know, when Jason approached me in January and said, hey, do you want to be part of this company? I need somebody to help me run it. And I looked at my wife, and Jason talked to my wife, and she said, yeah, I think this is a good idea for you. So being able to reinvent myself in a different way, and not only reinvent myself, but stay in a community that I really care about.
Mm-hmm. And I just think that's so fantastic. And how you and Jason, you and Scott, and the wives, your families, you have just latched on, and you're creating something wonderful in our community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I had a little inside leverage. I've known his wife since high school, so.
Oh, yeah. So that was it.
Yeah, the inside line there, didn't you?
You knew from his wife that he needed to maybe start working with dirt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a pretty good feeling about it anyway. You know,
perfect.
I just had the epiphany that why don't I approach Scott and Jen, because I know he's looking to do something. And I had an avenue which I thought he'd be perfect for, and I could use his help, because what he does is a great added bonus to what I do. You know, I was like the contractual stuff and the people meeting and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff that he knows. And that's I'm busy in the field doing that, you know, a lot of the work and demo and stuff like that. But I need somebody that can, you know, take
and
care of
it. And that's why I think businesses, why it's so important. You have to have two different mindsets.
Yeah, a balance. Yes.
Two different forms of DNA.
Right.
And to make it successful.
I would agree.
Yeah, and I think in our situation, our backgrounds and expertise complement one another, even though it's technically different fields. I mean, the reality is being in the fire service for 31 years, we studied building construction. Mm-hmm. We looked at plans and plan reviews. We inspected buildings, all of those things. So, you know, there is some knowledge and background. And as an anecdote to that, I came into a demo job at a residential home that Jason was on, saw him on a ladder. He was taking the ceiling down. And I said, have you ever heard of a pike pole? A pike pole is something we have on the fire
sure.
engines. And he said, no, what's that? And I showed him a picture of it. And I said, listen, you give one engine company, three people, three pipe poles, and they will destroy a fire investigation scene in less than 30 minutes.
Perfect. And how many pipe poles now do you have in inventory?
We have six. we have three of each size. Or excuse me, two of each size, rather.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it worked out really well. And we were doing a demo recently at Embry-Riddle. So I grabbed the pipe pole to get back to my roots. And Jason's like, we need to take this wall down. Like, I'm in.
I can do it.
Stuck that thing through the wall and pulled back. And I'm like, hey, did you know there was a pipe in this wall? He's like, no, there is. So there's a difference between destruction and demo.
Right.
Just slightly. Fire service side is destruction. You know, then there's demo where you check things out before you right. just pull it down.
fortunately, it wasn't destruction. It was an investigation.
Perfect.
That worked out well.
So. I just sped up the investigation, and you know, and honestly, that the pipes weren't on the plans, so they weren't supposed to be in those walls, from what we knew.
And that's one of the things people ask, you know, what do you like better, new construction or remodels personally? And my standard answer is I always love new construction, because in remodels, you have no, unless you built that structure, you have no idea what's behind the wall.
Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, oftentimes they've just kind of ad-libbed it as they go, and it's not even on an as-built or a set of good plans. Yep. So
well,
you have to be subtle
that.
Sometimes.
You're right, Jason. We see that more and more, even with city projects and town projects. Mm-hmm. When you go back to redo, the plans aren't available, the as-built aren't good, so you don't know that there was water or sewer or gas lines. You know, it's all investigation, I guess.
And construction is nice when you move forward. It's not so nice when you have a surprise.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And some of the things you see, you know, during the building boom, I'm sure there were contractors up here that weren't from this area. They weren't local. And they came in and built homes quickly and got out and made their profit on them. And now you start remodeling these homes.
See problems.
And you start seeing some of the problems with that.
Absolutely true.
So you guys, you posted on somebody's Facebook account it's a magnificent photo. You were doing an excavation for a septic system?
Yeah, that's the one I'm finishing up right now.
It looks like you're an archaeologist digging for artifacts, because look at this, Mike, it's so beautiful and perfect.
And it almost looks like more of a commercial operation.
Well, that's my background, yeah. I used to do heavy, heavy civil for some multi-million dollar.
Gotcha.
I mean, how'd you get the box where the hole where the septic goes so square and nice?
Practice. Yep. Lots of practice.
Any hand digging for Scott, or was this all machine work?
No, I was there by myself.
Wow.
Yeah, he did that. And then one of our employees, James, went over to help him lay all the pipe into the leach fields. Mm-hmm. So we cover a lot of different areas under our contractor licenses.
Okay, so Scott, you're in a totally different arena somewhat from the fire department. What have you found out working with Jason and construction and dirt and demo? What is satisfying? What is like really eating at your heartstrings and with excitement?
You know, first and foremost, Sandy, I have to say that it's better being on your side as the contractor. I like that. So that's one of the bonuses.
Perfect.
You know, and the fact that I still get to work with you, I really enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, that's one of the things. But, you know, I'm excited about, we're talking about the expansion of the company. So we have the licenses we have. I'm currently working on a general contractor license to add to us to the things that we can do.
Perfect.
Just completed my real estate license, my wife and I. So the idea is that as we grow the company and we look to start new builds, we can buy and sell our own properties and save on that commission.
Amazing. That's great.
So, you know, there's just a lot of things that we can do. And I'm looking forward to building a company, a lasting company. That's something that our families can hold on to after we decide to hang it up and retire.
Perfect.
At some point.
Yep.
You know, one of the differences legacy. From your previous life to your current life is the ability to literally build something, no pun intended, but to build something and the satisfaction of stepping back and looking at that completed project.
At, you know, at the end of the day, even if whether it's cutting some trees down for wildfire mitigation, digging a trench, or helping put up a block wall, when I'm done for the day, I take a step back and I can see the difference I made
point.
That's
so cool.
That's what I've always enjoyed about what I do is there is a tremendous difference at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you can take pride in your work, and that's why I dig holes that look like that.
Amazing. Gentlemen, we need to take a break. Listeners, we will be back shortly with Mr. Jason Steele and Scott Freitag, co-owners of JSO Contracting, and my engineer and my wingman, who I really don't think walked 12 miles, but we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, happy May Day to you. Happy May. Happy flowers. Happy allergies be gone, I hope. Happy no more wind.
Well, you've got quite a list, a lot of lists.
Oh,
there,
I do.
You?
I do. Happy road construction, please be gone.
I think that one's going to take a little bit.
I do. You know what? It's so exciting to drive on Highway 69 and watch the progress and the movement of one lane to another and what they're doing with all the dirt. I kind of find it exciting.
That's intermediate. It's kind of interesting the way they cut those. I watched them cut it, and now that they're excavating that out, they're being very careful, and you've got a good, crisp edge all the way along.
Okay, back to JSO Contracting. So, Jason, how long have you been in biz?
I got my contractor's license in 2018.
Okay, perfect. And what is your goal? To be in biz for another 50 years? 55
hopefully,
years?
Yeah, hopefully the kids will take over and pass it on to their kids.
Perfect.
And,
so heir apparent then. Way to go.
Very good. Yeah, that'd be nice, but you've been doing construction and
for how long?
For
31 I think
years?
I started running my first tractor. I was like 13. Huh. So 40 years.
Now, the other cool thing about JSO Contracting is that, Scott, you have what you call close enough garage. What is
close enough garage?
Okay, so he's got all this garage maintenance, repair, improvement stuff. So he's painting. What did he just paint for you, Jason, and made it look real pretty? A dump truck?
He's been doing a bunch of stuff. We've been
welding
on the
really
skid steer. We've been cleaning
I think
the
it was the inside of the dump truck.
That was
the welded.
Oh, yeah, the inside of the bed.
Painted.
You painted it.
Yeah, it had paneling inside of it, essentially. And then we got some sheet metal and welded the he welded the inside and got it kind
of
bulletproof.
He is a partner of multiple tasks.
That's what I'm saying. I needed somebody that, you know, that really complimented what I don't do.
I think you've got him. Yeah. I think you've got him. I mean, a trade master of all.
Absolutely. Well, and the fact that he knew Scott's wife. So he could whisper in the ear and get that side around.
Yeah. I left him no
help
choice,
me.
Really.
Help me.
Yeah, when Jason approached me that morning and said, hey, here's my idea. My wife was out in the shop, and Tracy, Jason's wife, was out in the shop. And I said, listen, I love the idea. It sounds great, but you need to talk to Jen. And my expectation was Jen was going to say, hey, you know, that sounds good. Let us talk about it. We'll get back to you, which means no. but she was immediately right on it. So since then, what I do is if I need something from Jen and I need a yes, I go to Jason and ask him to talk to her.
I thought you were going to say you need to talk to Jen, and he was going to come back and say I already did.
Yeah. Like I said, I have him talk to her. And, you know, interesting thing, small world, they went to school together in Thousand Oaks, but I met my wife in St. Louis. And then he moved to Prescott Valley. And then she saw something on social media where he posted he was moving to Prescott Valley.
That is so strange.
And so they reached out.
Small, small world.
I think it's called kismet, isn't it, when stuff like that happens?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so you work every day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week?
So far I've had Easter Sunday off this month, I think. And so pretty much 7 days a week.
Yep. Okay.
And, sun up till sundown with estimations and trying to run multiple jobs and everything. So that's why I needed the help. Absolutely.
So do you do the estimating, Jason?
I do a fair amount of it, yeah.
And then do you do it yourself with your own calculations? Do you use Scott as a second checker? Have you thought about AI? Have you reached out to ChatGPT?
We bounce stuff off each other, but I have other friends in the industry that I bounce stuff off sometimes, too, if I'm not 100% sure. But usually on the dirt and stuff calculations like that, I've got it down pretty well.
So. I'm still learning. I'm still picking up some of that information, you know, and exactly how to calculate material, you know, how much do we need, what's the job. And so there's a learning curve for me But, you know, we bought a used skid steer, the Caterpillar 289D. It's the largest one. They make one larger, and that's it. So Jason was working with it one day, and I said, why is that bucket bowed in the middle? And he lifted it up and looked underneath, and one of the metal supports was broke off. The welds were broke. And I'm
it's a demo bucket. I already knew it was compromised and needed to be fixed, but so we went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, so we just brought it over to the shop.
I mean, good.
Welded it up
and put it back together and fixed the other cracks and took care of some other things. And so, you know, there's some areas that I can help in, like the dump truck needs an oil change. And he's like, all right, well, we can get an appointment with the shop. And I'm like, well, I have a shop. I'll just change the oil in it over the weekend and we'll get it done. So, you know, there's areas that I'm skilled in and other areas I'm working to be skilled in.
Well, I laughed because he initially asked, well, what would I bring to the table? I'm like, everything I don't, essentially, you know,
here,
contacts,
let me tell you this. Yeah.
For one, you know, being able to speak to people because he's great at it. And
you're just, not so bad at it yourself either, my friend.
Different fields of expertise.
Totally,
though.
Totally. Yeah,
different topics of discussion.
Well, and we, you know, when I was talking to Jason about this, I said, listen, we need to be involved. So I'm already a board member for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Perfect.
And so we continue to be involved at the chamber. And then 100 Men Who Care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I told Jason, I said, hey, we need to make sure that we go to that. And it was different for me going in the capacity of a contractor versus going in the capacity of a fire chief, because I wasn't looking for the mayors or the county supervisors to talk to. I was looking for the other contractors. Mm-hmm. And you know what? This is the importance of networking. We met a local general contractor that night. We gave him our card. We talked about what we do and what he does. And now we potentially have a job. He sent somebody to us for some demo work and then building a pad back after we demo it. And so getting out, getting involved in the community, being part of the community, whatever you enjoy doing, it's great. And then we've been able to spread the word about 100 Men Who Care and talking to potential clients.
Mm-hmm. It all comes around, and that's why it's so important that we all stay connected on a professional level with integrity and grace.
For sure.
It goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not doing good things and for people, you know, it's...
I know.
Not good.
No, and we want to be part of that, the fabric of the community. So
you're doing well.
We're going to be doing some work with Habitat for Humanity as well to help them out on a couple of projects. And so, you know, it's important to us to give back to the community and show that, you know, we want to be here. We want to be part of it. And you, Mike, Sandy, you know me from my years as the fire chief here. I had a good reputation in the community and with the contractors, and I'm not going to put my name on something unless it's quality.
Yeah, and you'll find out, Scott, because you're right, you do have an excellent reputation. You're going to find that the longer you are in this industry, the more referrals you will get. And that really, once you've established yourself, that's where I believe the majority of your work is going to come from is referrals.
Yeah, I agree. So. Yeah, we haven't advertised anything until just recently when Scott's been working on our social media stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's been pretty good. And we could always do more, but...
You can always do more. We can always all do more. But we have to do it in the right avenue that brings us potential rewards and benefits. So we're at the bottom of our hour. Don't you two move, because we have more to chat about.
Okay.
Take us to break, Mike.
Absolutely. We're having a great conversation. We'll be back to explore some more avenues of how they're doing and what they're doing and inform you of all that. So fill up that second cup or third cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
You know, you guys, we have a lot to talk about. Engineer, I would like another hour. Please.
I'm going to have to check your credit score.
It's pretty good, I think. Okay, back to JSO Contracting with Jason Steele, Scott Freitag, co-owners. You guys are, you know what I think you're doing and what I envision? You're breaking the glass ceiling.
Hopefully.
you know?
Yeah, we're breaking a lot of stuff.
Lots of drywall, for sure. Some studs.
But seriously, you're new. You were a youngin' in this business, and look at where you are and what you're doing.
Well, and you've hit a specific niche that's really not filled by a lot of people.
It's not a lot,
I think there's only just a couple other demolition contractors up
there. There are, and some of those, they're big boys.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've sent you some smaller jobs, and it's worked out great.
Yeah, we've been very blessed with being able to do a lot of work for Haley Construction. A lot of Yavapai College stuff.
A lot of YCCA stuff.
like Scott said earlier, Embry-Riddle.
Right.
We've done some demo work over there, so it's been really great.
As a general, a lot of times we will get involved in remodels to where we have some demo work, and certainly my preference is not to be involved in the demo work, so it's nice to have somebody to reach out to.
Yeah, and tomorrow we're working for a general just ripping out a kitchen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're using, what is that thing called? A pike pole. A pike pole.
Pike pole.
So, Mike, do not go buy one. We have resources that they have six.
Well, and just because I buy one doesn't mean I have to use it. You know, I love to have tools.
Yeah. Tools are important.
So where do you buy a pike pole from? A hardware store?
Granger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went online to Granger and ordered them up, and great service, had them in just a couple of days.
They have lots of implements of destruction at Granger.
Perfect. I will have to go online.
I think Granger, as contractors, I think Granger and contractors are usually on a first-name basis.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Perfect.
Great company.
So what else do you like about what you're doing? I mean, again, we know that you like to see the finished product. We know that you like to see that you started demo and now you're down to flat, raw dirt. What else makes your heart beat?
The whole process of demo is pretty good stress relief, too.
It is? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, getting able to wreck stuff all day with an excavator. I mean, it's hard to be stressed out at the end of the day.
It's like, yahoo!
For sure.
You know, the other part of that, though, too, or the other part that I like is, you know, my wife and I served as the contractors when we built our house. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of issues, especially with grading and the pad,
right.
Which we've overcome since then. But, you know, to be able to go out and Jason is very skilled at building pads, you know, everything from Amazon distribution center to house pad. And so knowing that part of a house project that people don't look at because they don't see that, they don't think about the pad itself, but that is, that's your foundation.
Oh, it
if
is.
That's
You're
messed
right.
up, everything above
right.
it
yep.
Isn't right. And the quality and the work that Jason puts into a project like that, you know that house is starting off right.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
Well, I think I helped sell it initially. It was, a year or two ago that you were having the drainage issue at your house because of the grading contractor previously. And I guess I was the only one that was able to just come in and have the vision to fix it.
Take care of it. So.
Good for you. So do you two meet every morning and discuss the business plan for the day? Do you roll off in different directions? Are you connected via a cell phone all day?
Oh, yeah. Cell phones big time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 20-25 times a day usually texts
and phone
calls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we stay in constant communication and coordinate the projects. Where are you at? We'll talk the night before or at the end of the day as well to coordinate and say, what project are you on tomorrow? What resources do you need? Okay, I'm going to be over here. And now we need to coordinate this movement of equipment, mm-hmm. dump trucks, excavators, skid steer.
Usually talk until 9 o'clock at night.
Ooh.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
All hours.
So where do you have a yard where you keep your equipment or does it go home with all of with
yeah,
you at
sometimes
night?
Home,
okay,
sometimes
right.
just left on job sites.
Okay.
It just depends on what's going on.
Okay.
We don't want to comment based on the HOAs.
That's funny. Okay. Does your equipment have little air tags?
Well, kind of. The new excavator does. It comes with GPS. I've got an app on the phone that I can see the fuel level, the location, how many hours are on it, all that good stuff. So
you can tell if he's parked somewhere and he's been there
right.
too long?
Right, yeah. If it's been
idling
too long.
Yeah,
he'll,
okay.
Burning fuel.
Perfect.
I think more importantly, he's looking at it going, is he moving that thing again? I have not trained him on that.
Wait, I've got to get him off of it.
we have plans to do more training on the equipment so I can learn how to work it.
My gosh, how did it get from this point to this point?
Yeah. Did you move that again? You know, I didn't break it.
That is so funny. Look at Scott's moving. There goes that app.
It's not moving very fast, but it moves.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm more for the handwork right now. Eventually, I'll learn how to use the equipment. But, you know, when you're working with somebody that has over 30 years, almost 40 years worth of experience in running heavy equipment. You know, I know fire engines, but not this type of equipment. So the good thing is we can take time once we get a weekend off where we can have the equipment. He can give me some more tips and pointers. It'll just make jobs more efficient for us.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have what's called an equipment rodeo where he gets to just go around and play and move stuff around.
Awesome.
And,
okay, let us know when that is. Yeah, we want to come and watch.
I'm just going to give you a word of warning, though. I don't think that you ought to take the philosophy of we'll just wait until we have a free moment. Because the way you guys are
so far, that's not going to happen.
I don't
just
think
have
that
to make
is.
It happen.
Perfect.
We'll just need to tell them, hey, we're not working this weekend. We got some training.
There you go.
Okay, so do you ever have a disagreement or, well, I don't think that's the right way to go there, Jason?
I think we're both pretty diplomatic, that's why it works so well, is we can bounce stuff off each other and we respect each other's opinions.
You know, and diplomatic, Jason, is a great definition and moniker to add to Scott Freitag.
Oh, without doubt.
Totally. A diplomatic person, Scott. You've always been there. You've always handled a situation in the utmost professional way. And even connecting and working with you for years, I've learned some of those little rules myself, just taking them from you. So you're a great leader and a teacher, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, you learn when you're in the fire service, you're in politics.
Right.
And so it's... You know, it's just something you learn over time. And when you get into the position like a fire chief, you know, you have to be the diplomat and politically savvy to be in that role. And I think while I was there, I did well. I made some good contacts in the community. And now I'm looking forward to engaging the community in a different way. You know, just working the way that we are now, which is a lot of fun. I just enjoy it. I'm learning so many new things. I always did that when I was in the fire service. I was always going to training and learning something, and now I'm doing the same thing, but in the contracting world, always reading something, looking something up, working on a different license, whether it's real estate, contractor, CDL, just trying to learn.
That's amazing. That's just really good and professional.
Well, I knew he was a big-time motivated person, go-getter. I mean, almost instantly he got his OSHA 30 certification.
I know, so, we're so proud of you for doing
that.
Yeah,
so that way he could supervise work, because sometimes we work at the VA, sometimes the bigger contractors, like we did a multi-unit apartment demo out in Cottonwood. OSHA 30 has to be on site for supervision.
Yep, good for you, Chief.
So,
okay, we have to take another break, gentlemen. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by our stellar sponsors, YCCA, Yavapai County Contractors Association. Stay tuned for the 46th annual YCCA Home and Garden Show in 2026.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We are back on air. This is our last segment. This has been fantastic this morning. I've even learned a lot.
I can tell you guys, you need to be aware of this. She's making, I can see it in her eyes. She knows you're getting heavy equipment. And that piques her curiosity.
It does.
Who's going to let me on which piece of equipment?
Yes, and where is it parked? And does it have a air tag on it?
You better look at those apps and make darn sure you're monitoring
I have also discovered there one key fits multiple pieces of equipment.
Yes, that is true.
I know. It's just not a separate key for
Fortunately, we were smart enough to put passcodes on the ignition system. So,
Jason.
That we shall not divulge.
Empire Cat was nice enough after we bought the excavator to send someone out to train us on all the new fancy
technology
stuff that's in it. And he said, do you want to put a passcode? We're like, absolutely. We asked him, hey, does this skid steer have that? And so he got in it and checked, sure enough. So we set passcodes in that
Dang.
Cool. Yeah. Very good.
Oh, well,
very
I'm good. Out of luck with JSO contracting.
No, but in all seriousness, that's great because you know that stuff all of a sudden sometimes grows legs and wanders off.
Yep.
Yep. That's actually happened on job sites. We've had stuff that's ended up way miles away.
Oh, and we've had it too with some of our members. Yep. But I don't know why that yellow equipment just excites me so much. I love to see it move, and I have got to keep my eyes on the road driving down 69 through the fan project moving dirt. I mean, I'm like, really want to stare over there at those big pieces of trucks and stuff.
Got the new travel center?
Yes.
Yeah, they're moving a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Some big iron over there.
Well, you know, Sandy, my favorite color of machinery used to be red. But now I've shifted, and I really like that cat yellow.
I know. Is it not awesome? And the orange, the old rusty orange on some of those big pieces, older pieces of equipment. I know. It just gets in our blood.
The one red machine, though, that's been on the hill there at the travel center,
it
excites me is the drill for the when they're packing those holes to
rosters in.
Yeah.
We have a hybrid. Ours is cat yellow and rusty.
Okay, but it's got a dang passcode on it.
That's right.
That's right. But we're going to paint that. I'm going to take it into the shop one day when it gets a break, and I'll clean it all up, and we'll get a new paint job on it.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, personal life, I know that, Scott, you're a Jeeper. Is that what we call you, a Jeeper?
I go out Jeeping, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
You love it?
I do. I absolutely love it. And it's where I learned to weld, or why I learned to weld. You customize something, you take it, break it, and then you bring it back, make it stronger. So, you know, and quite honestly, those welding skills are going to work out well because we have a job to do a big steel enclosure for a client that'll go around trash cans, but it gets to be a kind of a steel art piece that I get to make. So I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. So, Jason, what do you do on your spare time that kind of relaxes you?
Spend time with my incredible wife.
I know you love Tracy. She is just one magnificent human being.
For sure.
A beautiful woman, my friend. You're very lucky.
And I don't doubt that response, but I could see it in his eyes. He initially was thinking, spare time? Spare time. What is that?
Work, home, pretty much. We love to go to the river and go camping and stuff, but that hasn't happened in a couple of years.
Well, you need to take time. You've always got to find time to get into that tree. I call it bouncing into your tree for relaxation.
Yeah.
We definitely need to.
Yeah, the boat motor, or his boat motor, is actually in my shop right now. So
been there for a while.
You're kind of in control of that.
Yeah, the boat motor's here if you want to go somewhere. And I've pushed my shop truck that I'm trying to build off to the side. And so the focus is solely on the business right now, building the business, building a clientele. Yeah. But if you want to go boating sometime, we just need to...
Fix the motor.
Well, the motor's fine, as far as I know. I mean, it looks good.
You got to get it back in the boat.
Well, the boat's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Boat is the problem.
The floor of the boat. The stringers.
Is there a hole in the bottom of the boat?
No, well, it was working on it.
Yeah.
How funny. Okay, so we're on the downhill side of our show. Jason, is there anything you would like to share with our listeners about JSO contracting and how awesome you are?
Well, we got KA Dual Engineering, which is commercial residential grading. We do underground, septic, house pads, commercial pads, whatever. And then CR57, which is commercial residential demolition. So full-scale building demolition to, like I said earlier, just a kitchen tear out. And then we're working on, hopefully soon, a KB1. So we'll be a full turnkey business.
And you can use your pipe poles in all of these classifications.
Not too distant future, a B1.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Scott Freitag, any last comments about JSO contracting or how happy you are to be connected with Jason for life? Yeah. You know what? Maybe do you want to move in together, combine your families?
We would like to move a little bit closer. We live on Coyote Springs.
Right.
We can see his house from my house, but it takes 13 minutes to get
there. It's actually 18 minutes to get from our house
to go around. But
Jason! again.
You know, folks can visit our new website at jsocontracting.com. And then one of the other things I wanted to say before we close out today is I just want to say thank you to the Contractors Association, because before my career ended at CAFMA, there was a lot of turmoil. And you all asked Sandy to put together an editorial that she put in the paper that was very supportive of me. And I greatly appreciated that. It really touched me and my family when you did that. And so I didn't want to let this opportunity go without saying thank you to all of you. And I couldn't be happier today to be working with you and this capacity. And I get to stay in Prescott Valley because of Jason's vision. I get to serve this community just in a different capacity as I have for the last 11 years. And I'm excited to still be here and doing new things.
I'm grateful that God went and thunked me on the head when I was in the shower that morning.
Said, wake up.
Yeah, it was an epiphany. All of a sudden, I'm like, why don't I talk to Scott about joining forces?
Well, Scott, thank you for that compliment. Sandy certainly was the driver of that publication, but is well-deserved.
Thank you.
You know, and it's, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, you know, ditto back at you guys. You are an important part in our life as well. And Scott, we've been connected for many years, and there's going to be many more years of connection. Jason, thank you for always being there, taking my phone call, answering my emails. You're incredible.
You're wonderful to deal with, Sandy.
And
thank you very much, Jason.
You know, we all love the industry, and we're here to keep it going. And I've said this, Mike has heard me say this a gazillion times. Construction, it built America. We can never forget that.
Yep.
And it will continue to build America regardless of the kicks we get from a lot of naysayers and no-growthers.
Yep. Absolutely.
Built America. So I love you guys very much. Thanks for being with Mike and me. Engineer, we love you. Thanks for taking care of us on Hammer Time, my friend. You're a genius.
Well.
He's very humble.
Yes. Listeners, if you need anything, 778-0040. I'm connected 24/7, except I don't have an air tag. Nobody ever knows where I am.
No, but you've got the toolbox of answers, so feel free to call her.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next weekend. I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Scott.
And Jason.
Oh, I guess we're not taking a break.
Denied.
Oh, it's just a break time. Oh, good. I get to talk to him even more.
And we'll be back.
Wow, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Wow, I'm so excited. I have a minute and 45 seconds left. I was taking this off air early.
The engineer was very good to you.
I know he was. Thank you, engineer. So do we have a phone number for JSO Contracting?
928-642-2429.
Perfect. And then let's do your super cool website again.
JSOcontracting.com. And there's some great pictures of Jason on that website.
And some of Scott as well.
I know. There's one of you two together standing in front of the new rig.
And we get the question quite often, are you guys brothers?
I know. They kind of look like brothers.
Yeah.
So on Education Day with the machinery, got to get some photos of that to go onto your website.
Absolutely.
Listeners, great weekend. Have fun. Remember, today's Saturday. You can tune in tomorrow at Sunday. Monday is Cinco de Mayo. Green beer? Is it green beer?
No.
What is it? Tacos.
That's March 17th.
What day is that?
St. Patty's
Day. Oh, that's right. Okay.
You missed that one.
Okay, so Cinco de Mayo is just tacos and beer. Regular beer.
Or margaritas.
Margaritas. Corona. Oh, my gosh. I'll get it right. I promise.
Presidentes.
Thank you. So, again, gentlemen, thank you for being in our life. You're amazing human beings in what you do.
Thank you very much.
Incredible to know both of you. Likewise. We're honored and privileged. So,
thank you for having us.
Have a great rest of the week. Get some rest. Go jeeping. Get that boat bottom fixed, Jason, so you don't sink.
I'm sure going to try.
Okay.
It'd be good to put that motor out of his garage back into the boat.
There you go.
But don't do it till the bottom of the boat's fixed.
Correct.
Okay.
Ed Scott, we wish you the best in your new endeavor.
Thank you. Absolutely, my friend.
Thank you very much.
So stay in touch. I know how to find you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hammer Time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking Up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.